This is the story of a fight. The fight stories we know and love often start with a likable underdog who defies all expectations to topple a villain and reach an unexpected victory. This is not one of those stories. Today's story is about a guy named Jacob, whose fight was with God. Before this fight, Jacob didn't give God too much thought.
Okay.
His parents talked to and about God, and Jacob sometimes asked God to give him what he wanted.
Please.
But God was never real to him, not as real as a close friend. Maybe you can relate. God wants to be real to us. He wants us to see him through our own eyes, not through the eyes of our parents, our friends, a person in the church, or the world around us. In Job 19:27, the Bible says, "I myself will see him with my own eyes. I'll see him and he won't be a stranger to me. How my heart longs for that day." What we'll learn from Jacob is that God becomes real to us when we get real, when we stop running from who we are. If facing who you are is hard for you, then Jacob is your guy. For most of his life, he relied on shortcuts, doing whatever he could to get by. As a younger brother, he wasn't entitled to the blessings reserved for a firstborn son, so he stole them. He avoided his family for years after that, relying time after time on his ability to manipulate situations and protect himself. Even his own name, Jacob, sounded like the Hebrew word for deceiver, Yaakov. These shortcuts seemed to work for a while, but every shortcut weakened Jacob's character in ways that constantly threatened to unravel his life and relationships. God knew this, and so he brought the fight to Jacob. He engaged him in a struggle that was painful, but led to real and lasting change. In this struggle, as Jacob got real with God, God became real to him. In today's story, we're gonna drop ourselves in the middle of Jacob's life. Both Jacob and his brother Esau, the one he stole blessings from, now have families of their own, but they haven't seen each other since Jacob's betrayal. Jacob finds out that Esau is on his way to meet him, and he freaks out. Genesis 32, verse 7. In great fear and distress, Jacob divided the people who were with him into two groups, and the flocks and herds and camels as well. He thought, if Esau comes and attacks one group, the group that is left may escape. Then Jacob prayed, "O God of my father Abraham, God of my father Isaac, Lord, you who said to me, 'Go back to your country and your relatives, and I will make you prosper,' save me, I pray, from the hand of my brother Esau, for I am afraid he will come and attack me and also the mothers with their children." So Jacob's gifts went on ahead of him, but he himself spent the night in the camp. Imagine you're Jacob. The last time you saw your brother was when you stole everything from him and abandoned your family. You know for a fact that you hurt him and made him angry. At the time, maybe you didn't care that much. You were probably more focused on what you wanted than on how you were affecting him. But now, years later, you're scared to face what you've done. What if Esau still hates you? What if he tries to hurt you or your family? You are facing something that you can't run away from or control. There are no tricks up your sleeve or lies you can tell to get out of this. So what do? First, you get yourself alone with God. In this moment of need, you recognize that you have to get help from something bigger than you. God starts becoming real because he has to be. You have no other options. God is real because your need is real. Let's see what happens next. Genesis 32, verse 24 to 25. So Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. The night is quiet and dark, with the occasional wind whistling and crickets chirping. There's no person left to please, no one to bail you out, and no one to hide behind. It's just you, the real you, the you you've been avoiding. Until suddenly, it's not. A mysterious man approaches, and for whatever reason, you begin to wrestle, struggle, and fight with him all night. If we keep reading this story, it becomes clear that the man Jacob wrestles with is God. If you're hearing this story for the first time, or even the fifth, and feel like it's hard to understand what it means or has to do with you, don't worry, you're not alone. We've got a great resource to help us understand why Jacob wrestled with God and what that means for us. In his book, He's Not Who You Think He Is, our editor-in-chief, Russ Ewell, dives into the story of Jacob wrestling with God to help us understand how to make God real in our lives. Here's a quick snippet of the audiobook to get a better picture of what Jacob's story has to do with us.
Jacob had been involved with God all of his life, but he never really learned to rely on him. Instead, he counted on his ability to deceive and manipulate people to get his own way, until he dealt with the unfinished business of his deceitful character. His relationship with God could never be genuine or intimate. God decided that the only way to change Jacob was to take the fight to him. He wrestled Jacob physically in the same way he might wrestle with us spiritually. The struggle was intense for Jacob, and the struggle will be just as difficult when God takes the fight to us. He will use every relationship, circumstance, and event in our lives to resolve our unfinished business and inspire us to turn to Him. We will learn that God is much more than a quiet time of prayer and Bible study. He is much more than church attendance or a willingness to volunteer. He is a God with a very tangible and real involvement in our lives that will be felt as He changes us.
So let's reflect on this for a minute. How has God been bringing the fight to you? What are the parts of yourself that you've been avoiding? What areas have you kept hidden or resisted changing? These things that God keeps pressing us on are usually the things that threaten to unravel our relationship with Him. God will use things in our lives to push us to resolve them so that we can become the people we're meant to be. Let's check back in with Jacob to see how he does in this fight. Genesis 32, verse 26 to 28. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." So you've been struggling all night. This is quite possibly the first time you've ever fought this hard for something without trying to weasel your way out or quit. Every time the thought creeps into your mind to give up, you push it back and keep going, refusing to let God go until He promises He's on your side. Every time He seems to pull back, you pull Him back in, expecting and demanding that He stick with you. This fight might be messy, difficult, and exhausting, but you keep going because perhaps for the very first time in your life, you're finally doing something real. It's through the struggle that your heart and identity change. Your whole life, you've been defined by your manipulation and deception, convinced that this is just who you are.
Okay.
But your fight with God changes all that. Through your struggle to discover the real God, He reveals the real you, a fighter who is able to overcome. When our struggle is real, our change will be real. Because Jacob got rid of all other distractions and faced himself with God, the rest of his life was spent walking with God. God didn't try to drag Jacob along with Him. They had to fight it out and agree to walk together. And once they did, Jacob the deceiver became Israel the fighter, passing his faith and intimate relationship with God to the generations that came after him. Though our fight with God won't necessarily be physical like Jacob's was, we can choose to fight in prayer until God becomes real to us. How could your life be different if you faced yourself in prayer instead of looking for an easy way out when fear and distress hit you? Decide today to let go of all distractions, get alone with God, and fight until He becomes real to you. That wraps up the podcast for today. If you like what you heard, make sure to subscribe and leave us a nice review. Have any questions or stories you want to hear? Drop us a line at podcast@deepspirituality.com. This mini quiet time is a Deep Spirituality original podcast. It was written by Alexis Colvin, produced by Kenzo Chua, and voiced by me, Amy Query.